Last meeting we have discussed the conceptual design and we asked you to prepare a prototype for the remote control. So, at the end. So let's see what
So
did you prepare.
Can you go out to the shared folder? The shared folder.
Shared folder for
yes.
your presentation.
We have a presentation.
Because I have here.
So I got the participant 3. It's a final design. Yeah.
Okay. Just trying.
So I discussed with you, right?
Yeah.
And we are both agreed on some two versions of the prototypes, because we were not decided whether we wanted to have an LCD or not because it's too expensive. So we come up with two versions, one with and one without LCDs. But both comes with a charger. And then detachable add-on parental control module and detachable big buttons for all people. So
okay, so I can show you the two prototypes. Here we are the first one with the beautiful LCD display here. And you can just browse into the navigation menu by the joystick-like button. You can choose direction, and if you just push on it, it's considered like an enter function.
Mm-hmm.
You have on the side here the microphone for the for the speech recognition system here, and here the switch that control if you
why
want.
Why you put it in the side.
Well, I think it's
not a good, yes, maybe
yeah.
Too bad.
It's the all-around camera microphone. The microphone picks up.
Yeah.
The speech.
Is it an only a single mic or a microphone array?
Well, so it's a microphone array.
Oh, it's very costly. Microphone array.
It's
yeah.
just a single microphone, and I think. We put it here because I think when you are browsing your LCD,
mm-hmm.
you will be close to, well, it's better to place it here than here, for instance.
Yeah.
And here is a little switch that control if you want the speaker recognition system to be on or off. And so this remote control comes up with its charger.
How much does it cost, this one?
Well, this prototype is made for about $15.
$15.
$15, but
it's above the budget.
Yeah, but it's just a prototype, and if we optimize the
cost,
the production costs, we can achieve about $10.
How many battery? Is there?
How many, excuse me?
Battery.
Well, battery. We use about.
The two AA's batteries.
Yeah.
AA rechargeable batteries.
Rechargeable, of course.
Yeah,
because we have the charger.
We have the charger, so
yeah.
It's no problem.
And you just
so one battery?
One battery.
Is it two or one?
It's kinetic. It's
actually, it's a flexible thing. You just
no, what is the voltage rating for that?
The
voltage rating. What type of battery?
Oh, yeah, it's just a simple battery, a rechargeable.
Something like 2 A3 size battery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and if you want to charge the battery, you just put the remote control like that, plug in the charger, and leave it alone. Mm-hmm. It's alright. Then the next time you pick it, oh, It works.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you there is only a single button there.
Yeah, just explain the button.
Yeah, alright. This button is like the mouse, it's like a joystick. You can move in 360 degrees of direction, so you can make a turn, and there are functions associated to all the actions you make. You have a click, you have a double click, all in a single button. You can move up, down, left, right, or you can do a swing. So a swing to the left, a swing to the right defines other functions. So even though it's a single button, but it's pretty flexible because of the 360 degree movement.
And the LCD is this one, on the remote.
Yeah.
This is the version that comes with LCD.
Yeah.
Here present another version without the LCD.
I think it's not a good idea because after maybe 1 or 2 months of function, this button getting destroyed.
This is new prototype.
So we have the second version also with a different button configuration. The second version is also simpler. To put the microphone. So, so basically, it's the
and
same.
Also the switch.
Yeah. Basically, it's the same things as I presented before. But here we have four buttons for navigation, plus one button acting as an enter button. So according to what you said, it's more robust to the user.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also cheaper to produce. You can produce such remote control for about $4.
$4, it's good.
And I think you forgot the point here. To have a button to find the charger.
Oh no,
because
that's actually we'll come to that point right now.
It's embedding the
speech
recognition system.
Okay. And
so
if you disable speech recognition system then?
I'll come to that point later on.
So Norman will explain to you.
we will share the charger with this.
Yeah.
Remote button.
Either this or this. The charger, in either versions, they use the same charger.
Okay,
yeah.
So the price of the charger included in the.
It's a standard module, so you should get for a cheap price.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same charger that you can use for the handphone, but again, it depends on the types. I think we have to investigate more on that.
The price should be below 12.5 euro.
Yeah. But as the marketing manager says, people are willing to pay more for good design.
Yeah, people are willing to pay.
We have to
company is not willing to invest more.
The price of selling is 25
yeah.
euros.
Mm.
And the price of
production. Please, go on Norman with the special features.
Yeah. we'll come up to that. The thing that makes the controller cheap is that it is modular. So you want more function, you pay more. If you want less function, if you want a reasonable price, you pay for the functions that you add on to the system. So it's modular.
So there's basis function, and if you want more, you pay
more. Yeah. So some of the LCD,
you can
put it back in, or you can use the other one. Or the speech recognizer, where's the microphone? Yeah. Then the microphone. you pay less for the system, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
It's pretty flexible in the.
You also have the two other modules for the parental control. You can head up to the remote control if you want to add more power on what you do.
Yeah.
And which channel you want to choose, and so on. Here is just the module for the kids. And if the parents want to watch TV, they come up with their modules, they just plug in it.
Yeah.
And they can have all the control they want here.
Mm.
We also have this module for old people with big buttons, clearly labeled, and it acts like the previous one. You just plug in and works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. the conceptual idea is that simplicity and powerful Simplicity meaning that we have few buttons. Powerful is that all the controls with the one you saw, we saw earlier in the meetings, with lots of buttons, but here you only have few buttons, but you retain the same powerful functionalities, but in addition with simplicity. So that's the best idea. That's our an innovation in this design here. Okay, now we come to other important features that I did not tell you. The first one is the speech recognizer. Again, it's detachable or add-on. And then we also have security feature. For example, you see here. Oh! It's very robust, basically. It doesn't break. In the material, what was the material again?
Titanium.
Again, the battery life is an endurable one. Again, because it's AA batteries, you can choose the types of battery you want.
Yeah.
Lithium ion may be a good one, but you can replace the cheaper one. Again, you pay for what you get. And then the other point is a robust in its plasma reminder. So when you finish watching your TV and you turn off the TV, and then there's a message coming out that please put that back to the charger. So
okay. So
that's the reminder part. Yeah. And also user programmable channel and vocabulary. So we didn't define the vocabulary, so it's up to the user to define.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry. And then because children are using the device, so we have also a pre-filter of TV programs by Jean. This can be used by the adult or by the children. So instead of choosing the channel, you are choosing the TV contents of the night. So it's pretty powerful. That's why the knob buttons are reduced because of this feature. Yeah. And for the materials that is cheap to produce, I think it's quite clear from
lighting.
And also lightweight and the fancy designs. Yeah. Maybe you can improve more on the design.
Maybe, yeah. What's the price to produce?
This year.
Well, so the price to produce for the simplest one, say we start from $4 to produce such a device.
Without
the charger.
Okay.
It's about $2 to produce the microphone and speech recognition systems. $2 for the add-on modules, and finally $3 for the charger. So if you sum up everything,
we don't have charger.
It's a LCD, which costs $2. You have 2 + 4 + 4 + 2 + 2.
I think you can use Excel.
We don't have all the options.
So the total
charger, we don't have charger here.
All the functionalities will be about $15.
Yeah.
No, it's
but it's just if you want all
it's
functionalities.
It's below the budget.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
It's below the budget.
Yeah, it's a nice input, but we have other inputs from the public demands. I think we would just have a rough look and then we can make all statements and we can finalize the product based on this discussion.
Yeah.
I think we can just go to my presentation and we can wind up. Or we could come to some final conclusions. So the marketing made an evaluation criteria and these were some of the findings, and in the market the people are not really interested with LCD, without LCD, with speech recognition interface or without speech recognition interface, but most of the people, what they are interested is, first thing is they want to have a fancy look and feel. It should be very fancy, with colorful and very handy to hold. And the second thing is it should be much more technologically innovative. Of course, in that we could put LCD or recognition to be more technologically innovative. And the third one is easy to use.
Well, I think that the technical really innovation is in the product itself, since we haven't yet a remote for Halloween to choose interactively with the TV screen with just four buttons.
Yeah, and if you go to the next slide, here you can find these are the latest fashion updates, and so this at Paris and Milan, they have detected these trends that this year it's going to be a year of fruit and vegetables. So people are really interested to see if they have a remote in the shape of the fruit or a vegetable or whatever they like.
Mm.
So I think it should be much more customized to make a different shapes. And the second thing is, and if the material, they really do not want it to be very hard, as in the case of very plastic or titanium. It should be somewhat spongy.
But the problem is that is it robust in its handling? We should find a material that is robust at the same time spongy.
Yeah, so
spongy.
So finally, we have these three criteria. One is fancy look. Second is innovative, and third is easy to use. So these are the three criteria on which we are going to build our remote. So, and we have an evaluation criteria for each one of these. Say that we have a 7-point scale. From 1 to 7, and for each of the product, you could just give me the scale according to this. So now you have with LCD and without LCD. So on this scale, if it is true, if it has a fancy look, you could just tell me 1, or if it is false, it doesn't look much fancy, then you could just tell me 7. So.
So
we can make our study on this. And
so is the evaluation depending on us or other users?
No, we have designed two products now.
Yeah.
One is with LCD and without LCD.
But who will give the scoring? We ourselves or
you?
According to
third party?
No, according to you designers. How you feel, does it with LCD and without LCD? Okay, let us make this L. And without LCD. On this scale, the LCD remote control, how do you look? How does it look? Is it very fancy or doesn't look much fancy?
It doesn't look much fancy. I can say 3 or 4.
And we both agree for that?
And you?
I think we can improve on the design.
Yeah.
Someone commented this is like the Stone Edge thing. Design. We have been focused all this time on the on the technical aspect, functional aspect, but also the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
As for the design, maybe we should hire a designer to.
Three.
Yeah,
with LCD. So without LCD, how would you rate it?
4. I think it's more easy to make fancy things when it's not complicated. So.
Yeah.
Removing the LCD gives us more liberty to have a fancy look.
And in the sense of innovativeness, with LCD?
Well, it's the same for both, so I will give a 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
5 with LCD and?
Well, 5 or 4. No one, please.
From the innovation aspect, I feel that what is most innovative of our prototype compared to the existing prototype that we saw in the last meeting is that the retrieval of TV programs by content, because that is really innovative. And for now, and another innovation we have is simplicity. Few buttons with lot of functionalities. So that is for both. I think that our product is has the best in all. Well, this is a bias judgment.
No, according to design aspect, we want to know. How would you feel the innovativeness?
And the innovation is very high.
Without
city.
And
without
city. For both.
For both.
The same innovation.
It's the same innovation.
Okay.
So maybe you can put six.
Six.
Without LCD?
Both.
No, actually, to make it with LCD, you make more efforts. So there is high innovativeness included if you make it with LCD.
Yeah.
Then when it is without LCD, there is not much.
No,
any
but yeah.
So can't you?
There was an issue here. Is that what is the display on LCD? We haven't really determined. actually, it's good to have an LCD. But what are we going to display on the LCD?
No, it's like this. I mean, on the LCD, according to what I understand from your model,
so let's remove it.
You have a joystick here.
Yeah.
And you have an LCD,
yeah.
You just press your joystick, you get here a program.
Yeah,
but you have the same program on the TV screen.
Yes, exactly.
This is the problem.
No, on the TV, it doesn't display on the TV now.
If you have the LCD.
LCD, then there is no meaning in having it on the TV.
Yeah.
Or then again, you have a channels, volume, and all the stuff.
But
you cannot
display all on the LCD.
And that depends upon your design. So.
Anyway, for the users who opt for LCD,
I mean
we'll give them the LCD. We give what the customer wants, right?
Yeah. So without LCD, we want to put it at the same level of innovativeness. And which one do you recommend easier to use, with LCD or without LCD?
Well, I think both are really easy to use because there are a few buttons,
yeah.
And well, the menu are clear,
yeah.
Well organized. So,
yeah.
Well, with little knowing of the technology, you can easily use the product. So, I would give a 6 for the easy to use.
I think.
No, it's just if I see the rate. I think it's better to do it without LCD. Because just with LCD, just we increase the price. And I think they have the same rate, so.
Yeah.
Without LCD,
or
it will be.
Back to the previous slide where we have a few updates. So, I mean, in the product design, we could just amend it to make some few changes according to fruit or unstable or spongy patch. Without LCD and without PCB emission, even then our product is going to be
it's
very
cheaper
good.
To produce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if if we have less technology, we have more liberty to for the shape and things like that. So.
I have another thing to say about the easy to use aspect. I think the easy to use aspect is different for different people.
Yeah.
For
mm-hmm.
the young generation, easy to use may be very complicated because they want a lot of controls with lots of buttons. For kids, they want simplicity. Similarly,
yeah,
for the old people, they want simplicity. So that's why with the parental module, you can build a more complex design if they want it. But what I'm trying to say here is that we have different sets of buttons for different kinds of people. So in terms of easy to use, I think it's very user customizable. User customization is very important here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
without LCD, you just take it 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want it to 6.
I think 6. So.
Yes, as you said, we better
without LCD.
I think it's better to have this. Without LCD.
And to improve the.
As
our
program managers, project manager says that without LCD it is going to reduce the cost of and it's going to be much.
Yes,
it's
and
to
give
use.
Us more liberty to have a fancy look. So.
Yeah.
So let's go back to our laboratory.
what about this spatial cognition?
Huh?
And what about the integration of
the spatial
cognition?
Is the add-on module.
Yeah,
that's going to be an optional. If someone wants to buy it, they can have it. Otherwise,
So it's optional.
It's an optional.
After.
Yeah,
it's optional. Yeah, since well, according to this study, people more
I think it will
more
be. I think
spongy remote control.
I think it will be better if we have all these modules in the same remote control, because maybe parents will
yeah,
lose
if
these.
If you have an add-ons. The kids may just hide the parental module,
yeah.
And so
or
that the
yeah.
parents can't
or maybe
use it.
Parents they
yeah.
can forget where they put it. Or. So maybe better if you have all this in the same.
In the same sets, yeah.
Oh.
And individual buttons to make them work.
Yeah.
The problem is if we apply if a customer wants a certain component and doesn't want the parental control because it's a couple who do not have children. When you sell the product in the market, you could meet any kind of people, and not all people will need all the functionalities you propose to them. So we might lose the customer because of this. I don't know what you.
So you mean that even if this module will be functional, that will be optional?
Yes. What do you think? I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, I have to make a marketing survey that.
Yeah.
How many married couples or how many couples have a TV? Or to the number of singles who have a television.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think.
Yeah. But the question is, does those modularity increase the production cost or decrease the production cost?
I think
it
increases. Well, you can maybe, if you add something like. Oh no, because if you add something, well, yeah, maybe because it's. Three different PCs to build the bed.
But you can make it on a single PC with three different options.
Yeah. It's I think it's cheaper if you already built the functionalities on the same module. But
yeah.
On
the same PC.
Yeah.
Well, the other aspect is that if. In the when they have the existing product, you're gonna maintain the you're gonna keep the same customer, because the same customer will come back to buy other add-ons.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I mean, they could
so
just provide with an optional thing.
Yeah, if they don't buy now, they can buy in the future. So in that way, you're actually keeping the same customer, attracting them to come back again.
There's something like a Microsoft product.
and we don't want that.
And we don't want to the
updates and we sell it. We make updates and sell it.
Yeah. Well, if the BIOS can be upgraded, it'd be a good thing. Right? That depends on the product.
And what's the idea about the shape of the remote controls? Can they be made into a fruit and vegetable packs?
Yeah.
They will require different
I
types
think
of PCBs.
Yeah, but well, also the components will have to change because we have to deal with the shape. But I don't think it will increase the cost much.
Or it could be like this: the PCB would be the same for all, but only the exterior shape is different for all.
Well, but it's a bit complicated to if you need machines to different machines to.
Yeah. What we can change is to propose the customers with skins. For example, the mobile phones nowadays, they sell
right.
different kinds of skin, and then people just feel that, oh, I have a new skin and it looks better.
Yeah, yeah. We can have the same global shape and then add on the skins
right.
and with this spongy texture.
Yeah, you can plug in. What material would that be?
I think you need to look into the material.
Yeah, a flurry, like a pet dog kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we finished the prototype presentation. If you have something else to say.
I think the project manager would be interested to look about the financial issues in the current models.
Project evaluation, project satisfaction. point. So I don't know, we have to ask this question. We have to give answers or
we're supposed to evaluate this criteria, isn't it?
Project evaluation. Which point?
Room for creativity. This room is a bit small, but but I think it's okay for us to work with.
I think it's fine. We don't. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
It is fine for making a presentation for project presentations.
Yeah. Anyway, we have the laboratory nearby to build our modules, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the leadership was excellent.
Yeah. I think so. He gave you the liberty to talk as you want.
Yeah,
the teamwork was very, very good.
Very
I am very satisfying to work with.
Thank you,
thank you, Momo.
Oh, nothing.
All right.
New ideas found? Any new ideas to make these presentations more interactive and more interesting?
Come up with new products.
I mean, what type of product do you think could we make this more interesting?
Less fancy.
I know something. We need more cakes, more biscuits on the table while we have meetings.
Yeah, and also more, well, more seriously, I think it's... It's a good idea to have clear points whenever we do a meeting, prior to the meeting to have a list with the points who will be discussed or things like that. But I think it's all right. We achieved the project goal.
That is within the budget. And evaluate
without SCD, without special cognition,
but
simple.
Right. And the next is a celebration.
Coffee machine.
Yeah. Free coffee.
Right, then we finish.
Yeah.
Thank
you for your
thank you very much.